so glad to be here with you guys. I only have a little bit of time. I'm going to post that super quick. So our channel is freedomforce.live. If you are new, you're going to love our channel. A lot of people say that they get really scared and go to some of the other channels, and then they go over to my channel, and they're so happy. So that's what we do, is we look at all current events in the life of God's Word, because what we're experiencing, you guys, is literally biblical. So I'm going to post this, and then you can go actually onto, you can go onto, you can go onto freedomforce.live, and you can look at the social media, whether it's X or Telegram. I'm mostly on, you know, the Telegram. I have a wonderful team that's here cheering me on, and they are always, and they always go ahead and post these things over on the other social media so that you get everything. We post all, like, stream of consciousness, and our channel is the Freedom Force Battalion, because I want each of us to be in this battle to fight, 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 okay? And we have to all just do our part, and so I try to make it as easy as possible for you so you know not just to take the information in, but what you can go out and share, okay? That's we are truth tellers. That's what the Bible says in Revelation 14. We are truth tellers, and God has called us to this. Not everyone's awake, but God call you to this amazing job. So you can go on and you can see yourself on Getter, X, Truth Social, or on Telegram. Now, I'm going to sing you guys a song. You know, I've been talking too much today, and so my voice is almost gone. I just believe God will help me to do it. So I wrote this song, hoping, I don't know if Jimmy Levy is here still, but I wrote this because I'm like, sometimes you can reach somebody with a song more than you can reach them with words. So my buddy Tammy said you've got to sing this song to them, okay? So I want you guys up on your feet, and I want you to try to sing this with me, okay? I've been a missionary for kids for so long, and so this is what I do with the kids. Okay, y'all ready? Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you ready for wars and seas, world at peace, and everybody good? We slept so long, not finally awake. Gonna tear down this system, gonna watch it parade. The golden age, Christ's kingdom come, God's will be heaven, His will be done. Are you ready for the good news? Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you ready for the sickness to end, healing to begin, and everybody good? We slept so long, not finally awake. Gonna tear down the system, gonna watch it parade. The golden age, Christ's kingdom come, just like in heaven, His will be done. This is my site. We actually do videos on Sunday mornings, on Tuesdays, and on Saturday morning. Okay, so you can check this out. And what I want you to do is go on your phone right now, pull up freedomforce.live, and I want you to go ahead and join us over on our Rumble. I mean, kicked off of YouTube. I couldn't imagine that, right? So we kicked off YouTube, I was kicked off of X, I'm back on X, but you know, that's another story. But we're on Telegram, and so most of you'll see, like I said, all of our stuff on our social media, and we talk about current events. I'm gonna show you here in a minute one of the most recent current events, and you will see that we basically decoded according to Revelation what is going on, okay? So it's very, very exciting. And so what I want to talk to you about is just like my song, this is the golden age. Now, we don't see it in its entire fulfillment yet, but this is what we're seeing, and this is why President Trump has been talking about the golden age. A lot of the teaching that's come out from the control church has been really scary, and making us think that we need to escape and that the world's gonna blow up. And I'm here to tell you, I just don't believe that's what's gonna happen. I believe that President Trump is saying we're going to have a beautiful golden age, because that's exactly what's gonna happen. And an age is actually thousands of years, okay? So this is actually, you know what? Do you have that? Okay, maybe you're good. I'm gonna first, before you do that, I want to tell you some of the verses that you might not have heard in the mainstream church. One of the Bible verses, it says, and come over to our booth and you can find out more. But one of the verses says that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. As in Isaiah 65, look it up, it's in your Bible. It says, no longer will babies die when they haven't lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. I'm quoting scripture to you. I'm not like putting, you know, making up words. This is actually in Isaiah 65. This is what it says in your Bible. This is going to happen. This is God's promise to us. So he says that's what's going to happen. He also says that the names of the idols will be forgotten. What does that mean? These people have worshipped Satan. We know that. We are awake now. We realize that. And the very names will be forgotten, because the Satan worship will end. Praise the Lord. Give me a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. We are ready. We are ready. Now, most of you are like, what is she talking about? But you are awake, because God tapped you on the shoulder and told you. He says, so there will be no more Satanism. He says in his word, he says, you will look for your enemies, and you will not be able to find them. How about that? All these people we learn about, they'll be gone. They'll be gone. We'll not have to worry about them anymore. Okay, get a load of this. It says they will no longer take your houses and confiscate your vineyards. How about that? No more confiscatory taxes. How about that? I bet you wish that you had time to listen to this before you paid your taxes, right? You know, I really do believe that's what President Trump is doing with the External Revenue Service instead of the Internal Revenue Service, because what they've been doing is stealing our land, stealing our homes, stealing our assets. This is biblical. This is not just monumental. This is literally biblical. It's wonderful news. So he also says that a great and mighty army would appear. This is in Joel chapter 2. This great and mighty army would appear, never has been seen like it before, or will ever be seen again. What is he talking about? He's talking about you. He's talking about each one of us. He has called us to be in this mighty army, that we don't get in each other's way, that we all are following God's spirit. Each one of us called to do something in this amazing day of battle. This is the battle. And it says the Lord himself is at the head of the column. How about that? That's in Joel chapter 2. How about this one? Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2. We didn't read any of these books. I was up in church all my life. I can't tell you how many times, have I ever heard of a sermon on Habakkuk? No. Or Zephaniah? It's just, it's very rare. These books were hidden from us. They were hidden from us. But now I'm here to tell you what they are saying. Now I understand, to be honest, I read them, but I didn't understand. I thought it was ancient history, and now I realize they were telling us about this amazing day that we are experiencing, that we are casting these evildoers out. It's amazing. So in Habakkuk, he said, soon your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. What is this talking about? We are the debtors. They have made us into debt slaves. And we are going to take all they have. Woo! This is biblical. This is biblical. I thought they could get any of this stuff in your Bible. You look it up. Okay, so I want you to handout. Hopefully you have a handout. It looks just like this. Okay, so what I'm going to show you guys today is something. Okay, so I'm going to probably say something that might step on toes of what you've been hearing. But, okay, let's just imagine this. You've been red-pilled about a lot of stuff. You've had to change your way of thinking about a lot of stuff, right? And that's what's going to happen today, okay? But I'm just, you think for yourself. You just take this and just pray about it and ask the Lord if this is the truth. So what happened when I first woke up, I was researching everything. Am I right? Is that what you guys did? Everything, every rabbit hole there was. And I'm like, okay, this is biblical. What exactly is happening? What do you mean this is biblical? And I tried to find some things that would, you know, help me to understand what Revelation is about. I could not find it. Nothing rang true in my heart. I don't believe the Lord will destroy humanity indiscriminately. I just don't believe that. I believe he will destroy the Satan worshipers. I believe that. Who believes that? Yes, I do. He will. So, okay, we're going to go through this very quickly. So what I do is I connect the dots. Okay, so the first dot right here, you've got a white dot. This is the puppet leader cartel. We know that all over the world, we have all these puppet leaders who are installed. They have a crown has been placed on their head, as it talks about in the Bible. They have been given this role. They didn't earn it. They are a puppet, right, of the New World Order. This is the white dot, right? The second dot right there, the black dot. We already know this, the banking cartel. They have run roughshod over us with the banking system. They have destroyed the currency. They've destroyed commerce all over the world. They've enslaved humanity with their financial system. All of that. We know that now. That is common knowledge about the banking cartel, right? Right? Okay, so then the next cartel is the war cartel. We know that the wars are all manufactured. They're all proxy wars. They control both sides. And they love killing, killing, killing. And President Trump is going to stop the killing. Praise the Lord. Yes. 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 So this is the war cartel. They make tons of money on the wars. Okay. You also have the Harma cartel, right? The green one. This one is, we probably knew before COVID, but COVID really made it clear that they have been using all of this, the AMA, the CDC, the WHO, all these organizations to harm our health. Okay, so I'm going to connect some dots for you. Ready? So those four dots right there are, you ready? Those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The white horse is the puppet leaders. The black horse is the banking cartel. The red horse is the war cartel. And the green horse is the pharma cartel. This is the true interpretation of the four horsemen. It's not that they're coming out now. They've been doing this all our lives. All of our lives they've been running roughshod over us like a bunch of wild horses to destroy us. Now we know. Does everybody know? No. You and you're in this room? No. But those, I'm trying to help everybody see, this is biblical. Literally. It's not just biblical as in monumental. It's biblical literally. This is the end times for them. Not us. Yeah. For them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Woo! Amen. Amen. Okay, y'all ready for another thought? Okay, this one I didn't get. So on my videos, the Lord was revealing all this to me, and I would be on the video, I'm like, I found something else. And I'm like, okay, so we put all these videos out, and I'm like, I think I need to compile this into a book, okay? So this is the first book is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, okay? So if you don't remember anything else I say, remember it's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Amen? All right, so when I was doing that, I wrote the book and I was like trying the best I could to put it all together, but I didn't quite understand this one. There's a passage in here, it's very, very strange. There's trumpet blasts, and it's the trumpets, angels blast the trumpets, and a third of this is destroyed. And then a third of that is destroyed. I'm like, what's wrong with these angels? Why are they destroying everything? Newsflash, they're not destroying. They are trying with their trumpets to wake us up. They're trying to let us know who is destroying everything. If they destroy a third, maybe that's a clue. You think that's a clue? The 33s. The 33s in it.
the secret societies didn't. I'm like, how did we miss that? We just didn't know. We were asleep. We didn't know. And to be honest, I never really messed with the book of Revelation because I'm like, but I don't get it. I'm just kind of staying away from it. But the Lord says, sit down, girlfriend, and I'm ready to expose this. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then you're going to tell the world. That's why my name is Red Pill, the world. Right? All right, so the next one, the next trumpet blast, is this really odd passage. It talks about these locusts, and they've got golden hair, but they've got teeth like lions. And what is this? What could this be? Who has ravenous teeth that tear you limb from limb, but they're just so beautiful? Who could that be? It's a fake news! That's who it is! It's exactly who it is! Now we know! We're not listening to them. That's why you're here. That's why you're on social media. That's why you don't believe in fake news anymore, because you know they're a bunch of locusts with golden hair and teeth like lions. This is the truth about end times. It's the end times for them, not for us. All right, so now, the middle one is a beautiful trumpet blast. It talks about this amazing army of people who are tough, tough, mighty, you know, warriors. Guess who that could be? Who could that be? That's us. That's us. We've been in this thing. We're hard warriors at this point. You can cancel us. You can call us mean names. You can even get our families to think that to say the awful things about us. We're like, not, we don't care. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. And we're going to fight until we win. That's all there is to it. So that was this amazing. Yes! Yes! So this is a great awakening to you. And who's the best trumpet of them all is our wonderful President Trump. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for President Trump. And he has let everybody know. He has let everybody know where we're headed to health, wealth, and peace. It says nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. It's amazing. It's amazing information. So check out my website, freedomforce.live, and you will just love it. Okay, so I want you to know that you were hand chosen. We do the biblical festivals. Right now we're in the festival of Omer, where we pull out an Omer bundle. Every day. And so we're on the second week of the fifth day. But we're told us to keep these perpetually, just so it will give us an idea. What is he doing? I believe maybe, possibly. I don't know. I don't have any inside information, sorry. But I will say that maybe there's something big going to happen this Pentecost. I think that's June 8th. That's the 50th day. Who knows? Maybe something big is going to happen. But Jubilee is the day of debt cancellation and all the captives free.
Yes.
This is Leviticus 23. Yes! Yes! This is Leviticus chapter 23. I'm not making this up. There was a promise that this would happen one day. This is in God's word that this would happen. And the amazing thing is, get a load of this. President Trump announced the Golden Age for the first time on the Day of Atonement. You might not know this, but on the Day of Atonement, in Leviticus 25, it says that you announce Jubilee on the Day of Atonement. And that is when, it doesn't say it will happen that day, but it says you will make the announcement that this is coming, when all the captives will be free and the debts will be canceled. How about that? He announced it on the Day of Atonement. This is why it's so huge for us to know the biblical festivals, because it connects so many dots. All right, so let's keep going. Another cool thing. Revelation 18. I'm going to read this to you. Okay, tell me what you think this sounds like. This is in Revelation 18. So it's like, there's not many more chapters. The beast falls in chapter 19. Okay, all the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand in the distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, where is there another city as great as this? And they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief. They will cry out, how terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it's all gone. Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged you. God judged her for your sakes. Amen. Let me tell you what that is. Why are they throwing dust on their heads? Why are they crying? Just, oh, this is the end of the world. It's because Trump put out the tariffs. It's because of the tariffs. Their whole system is being wrecked. They've been enslaving humanity, whether it's people who are in China who are enslaved in those factories, or here where they're like, you will own nothing and be happy. We've all been enslaved. There's a passage that says that they'll sell fine linen and frankincense and all these things they sell. The last one they sell is human bodies. These people are evil. We're going to destroy them. And the tariffs are President Trump's favorite word in the dictionary because it will destroy their commerce. Praise the Lord. How about that? I know this is a lot. I'm hit you with a lot. Did everybody go on freedomforce.live? Before we go, I want you to go on there right now, grab your phone. I want you to go on freedomforce.live. I want you to go and join our Rumble. I'm off of YouTube. You will not find me on YouTube. Every time I go over there, I try again, and they kick me off again because I'm right over the target. Unfortunately, the deep church does not like what I'm talking about because I'm always telling the truth. So go over there and you will see my Rumble channel. I want you to join the Rumble channel. Put your little bell on so that you will know when we go live. Okay? And you'll be the nicest people. My wonderful Team Mallory, right? Your Team Mallory. Woo! Yes. All right. So, okay, the last thing. So you see the books. Remember all those verses I was telling you at the beginning? Those are in this book called Major Clues from Minor Prophets. These books are on Amazon for $2.99. Okay? Not getting rich on these things. I'm just trying to get the truth out. This is the truth, the wonderful truth of Revelation. And at end times, this is biblical. Guess what? All the Bible stories you've ever heard, like Samson bringing down the columns, that's the Masonic columns. We're bringing those down. And all these Bible stories are being played out before our eyes. Okay, that's the, okay, show me the sign in the heavens. This is the sign of the Son of Man. Do you have that one? That picture? There's one more picture. Oh! This is what our Lord Jesus told us to watch for, the sign of the Son of Man. I got to super hurry and quickly tell you, but you can come on my site. You can go to 3to4.live/endtimes and you can watch the video about this. But this is the beautiful woman in labor. 18 times it calls this the woman in labor in the Old Testament. What is this about? Jesus called it the sign of the Son of Man. He said, when you see the sign of the Son of Man, Matthew 24:30, he says you will see the Son of Man coming in power. All the world will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four quarters of the earth. This is what happened September 23rd, 2017, the day the Feast of Trump. This happened, and immediately, 1 month later, we started to see some very interesting posts from the 17th letter of the alphabet. Isn't that coincidental? Isn't that interesting? So, this is what our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. The beautiful signs in the heavens are a heavenly clock. This is why he put these things in here for us to know. My time is absolutely up. I have so many wonderful things to tell you. I just don't have enough time to tell you. But go on freedomforce.live and you can learn more about biblical astronomy. You can learn more about how this is truly biblical. You will love it. We're always praying before we finish. We praise you, Lord, that you are the king of the world. No one can stop what is coming because this is your plan. I pray for everyone here that you will help them to fulfill the calling that you have given to each one of them. And as soon we will see our enemies gone from this earth and peace in the golden age settle and health and wealth for everyone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.